seizing an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me, and through it killed me. So the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and righteousness and good. So stopping right there, we're going to go further in just a moment, but just stopping right there, Paul makes an interesting comment. I would have not known sin but by the law. And he kind of establishes that he may have been a good person, but once he understood what sin is, the law came alive, and now he understands how to deal with that. So as I look at that, I think, and we look at our first two people of the day, Kanye and John, and we say, well, how do these guys measure up? Kanye was living a life, and I'm not trying to defend, I'm not trying to teach on, like, we don't need to be like him. But I want to show you the contrast of these two things. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not endorsing either one of them. But maybe we should look and say, okay, what's going on here, right? Kanye was living in sin. He was living in depravity. He was living in this stuff because it was his flesh that was cool. The things that he thought were good and amazing. And he was living for the money. He's living for all the fame and the fortune and the notoriety or whatever. All the things in his mind that he said, these are places in life that he must achieve. That's what he was living for. To hear that man talk, when I saw that, I was like, this is kind of where we're going to. He said some really weird things. He said, repentance. What? You don't typically hear the word repentance from a false convert. You can. I'm not saying as a rule you don't, but I'm saying it's odd. Sees his sin for what it is. Now, he's a young Christian, no doubt about that. And so you guys like, you're young. I know that you're as old as I am, but for you, you're younger, you don't really get this, you don't understand this. You be a young Christian at the age of 7. It depends on when you get saved, when you begin serving, you have to begin learning. It's like anything else. When you first pick up your instrument, you didn't know, like, what's this? There's dots and lines and things, right? I don't understand that. But now maybe you understand that a little bit better, right? And you can identify quarter rest, half rest, whole rest, and you're like, oh, I can look at it and I can see it. Now people can write weird code stuff on the staff. You're like, I get that joke. Okay, whatever. But you had to have a starting point. For those of us who came to Jesus a little bit later in life, we had to have a starting point to understand the gospel. I am not going to hold accountable somebody who has come to Jesus Christ late in life for everything they did previous to that. Why? Because they didn't know. They would say, well, it's wrong still. Everybody kind of goes along with that one, right? It's wrong to lie. It's kind of a bad deal. I mean, I've told plenty of people before when I was younger. My dad tells me, don't tell a lie, you'll forget what it is, you get yourself in trouble, blah, blah, blah. It is a humanistic way to get there, but the Bible says, don't lie. Do not bear false witness, one of the commandments. We know as societies, laws are amazing because the law of God is written on your heart. The law of the Ten Commandments is written on you. You know the right and wrong, but you don't understand right from wrong before you get saved. You just don't. They said, well, this is my thing. This is my way to do it. This is what my truth is. And your truth is stupid, dude, because the truth of God is for real and you're not there. And so for somebody like Kanye, I look at him and say, does he have songs that are not appropriate for, like, anybody to listen to? I'm sure he does. I've never heard any of his music. And I don't care to go back and listen to that music to see, I'm doing research. No, I'm not going to research that at all. I think that's a foolish endeavor. His new album, I have not listened to it. I am not a fan of rap. I don't care what your message is behind it. I don't like the vehicle that's carrying that message. It's never been a pleasing thing to me. So if you're a rap fan, people that love rap music, God bless you. Okay? If the lyrics that he has can go to, like, some, kind of grunge music, I know that sounds odd, but I would listen to that. If his lyrics are good, I have no idea. But we don't look at the former albums of the past. We don't look at the former actions of the past, except to understand that he has gotten by no means.